We thank God for the morning glory, amen, and we thank God for the beauty of the day. We're looking at why we gather. Please open your Bible to Psalm 32, verse 8. Why we gather? Why we gather? Psalm 32 and verse 8. Psalm 32, verse 8, it says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way in which you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Amen. I know that if I was to ask someone on the way here, I'm sorry for those that followed me. The tags is coming from church. Because I was here last year, and when I came, they took me through the reception, and I came and I saw the place. So I just followed the direction. I didn't even bother to check the instructions given this year. Because in my head, I know where I'm going. In my head, I've been there before. In my head, I know the route to take. So when I got there and I saw that they had mounted a wall, I thought, wow, it's changed. Then I read the instruction. Then I had to take a U-turn. Many times in life, we have an idea that we have done this before. And in ministry, there is the tendency to just follow the autopilot. This is the way we pray. This is the way we teach. This is the way we preach. This is the way we gather. Whereas God in his mercy is always doing something new. If we will only care to ask him. If we will only pause and ponder. And so here the Bible says, God says he will instruct. Look at the levels. I will instruct you. I will teach you. I will guide you. Hallelujah. If you come to me and you say, please, I need to go back to the gate, I'll say to you, okay, I now know the way. Go through the back road. And when you get to the reception, you can't come the way you came. You've got to take another path because it's a one-way traffic. And then I'll leave you. And I'll just believe that you find your way. But the God we are serving says, my eyes will be following you every step. I will guide you with my eyes. That is, when you are about to take a detour from what I have taught you, from what I have instructed you, I will tell you, no, don't turn right, turn left. That's the ministry and the mystery that we have with God. I will guide you with my eyes. I will not just allow you to go with your own eyes, but my eyes. And the Bible says the eyes of the Lord, they are going to and fro throughout the whole earth. And he wants to show himself strong on behalf of them who have their trust in him. And so this morning, as we ponder on the year 2018, in as much as God is going to instruct us, in as much as he's going to guide us, in as much as he's going to teach us today, as the year unfolds, let us watch out for his eyes. Let us deliberately listen to him. Because it is when we do things according to his will that we will have the awesome wonder experience. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 from verse 42. It's hot. Acts chapter 2 from verse 42. The Bible says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Verse 47, let's read it together. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily as such should be saved. Praise the Lord. When we become the aroma of Christ unto God, the grace to continue steadfastly. Not today I'm in, tomorrow I'm out. not haphazard commitment, not tiptoeing. Let me see what they're doing. What are they doing there? But the grace to continue steadfastly, doing what God lays in your heart. Somebody say steadfastly. The grace to be where you ought to be, doing what you should be doing. God will release that grace upon us in Jesus' name. And they continued in doctrine. Doctrine is getting to know the foundation. I am still pertinent that some of us who have not gone through water baptism, I will beg of you, don't hide behind the fact that I've been in church for 5 years. I've been in church for 7 years. There are some basic principles of the kingdom that if you don't understand them, if you don't submit to them, the race will become more and more difficult. I pray that God will remove difficulty in Jesus' name. There are basic doctrines of Christianity that everyone that must continue with God needs to have and to know and subscribe to. The Bible says they also continued in fellowship. They were not interested in breaking fellowship. It does not mean that they did not make one another angry. It did not mean that they always got it right. It did not mean that they always pleased everyone, but they maintained fellowship. We have to help ourselves in the year 2018 and the years to come to maintain fellowship. Somebody say fellowship. And in breaking of bread, and in prayers. The Holy Communion is for people who discern the body, who want the body to move forward, who understand that there is strength in unity, who understand the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross and appreciate and appropriate it. It's one thing to appreciate the sacrifice, it's another thing to appropriate the sacrifice. That is, that sacrifice that Jesus did, you must know that it was so that you'll be free from sin, that you'll be free from sickness, that you'll be free from sorrow. And I pray that not only will we appreciate the sacrifice of Jesus, but we will appropriate it in as and when we need it continually in the name of Jesus. But the Bible says in verse 47, as they continue steadfastly, as they continue daily, as they praise God, they had favor with all people, not some people. All. Somebody say all. At work, favor. Somebody say at work, favor. In your studies, favor. In the family, favor. In extended family, favor. In your business, favor. With the government, favor. With case workers, favor. Can we get into that realm where we are enjoying the favor of all people as we become a sweet aroma of Christ unto God? And God himself added to them daily as many as should be saved. Not people to be entertained. God added to the church. Who are the people God added? Look at your Bible. Who are the people that God added to the church? Brother Kunle, who are the people? Those that have been saved, not those that have been entertained. We are not called or raised to entertain people. And so the gospel of salvation must be preached, must be declared. God adds to the church daily such as should be saved. And I believe in another scripture, the Bible says, and the number of disciples multiplied. There is the difference between addition and multiplication. So when God begins to add, multiplication is not far off. Hallelujah. And but we bless the name of the Lord because we are on a journey with God this weekend. In the name of Jesus. Verse 13 of Acts chapter 4. What I trust the Lord to do with us even this weekend is also in Acts chapter 4 and verse 13. Can we all read Acts chapter 4 and verse 13? Let's go. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Oh, no, that they have been to university. That they have been to the degree in theology. They are doing masters in theology. That they have fasted 40 days and 40 nights. They took knowledge of them, that their ignorance disappeared. Their lack of knowledge disappeared, not because they have just added a degree, but because they have been with the teacher. They have been with the master. My prayer for you, my prayer for me, is that the difference in your life will be clear. The difference in my life will be clear. That your immediate family will taste and see that you have been with Jesus. The people in your department will see that you have been with Jesus. The people at work will see that you have been with Jesus. That this weekend, the fragrance and aroma of Christ will be ingrained in every fiber of your being. That when you speak, people will say, she has been with Jesus. He has been with Jesus. When you reason, people will say, he has been with Jesus. When you are making decisions, it will be because you have been with Jesus. That Jesus will make all the difference in our families, in our departments, in the assemblies, in the church of Jesus, in the nation. That the encounter that we have this weekend will truly reflect, not just for us, but for others to see. And so that where there had been resistance, say, who are these black people? They will not see color. They will see Jesus. Oh, who are these people always serving tea in Kidlington? They will not just look at the tea. They will see Jesus. Who are these people coming to the city center in Swindon, singing and just telling us that God loves us? They will not just see us. They will see Jesus. That is the essence of why we are gathering. Because there is the grace for one, but there is grace for all. My prayer this weekend is that the grace for all will be released. The unction will be released on all. That the power and the move of the Holy Spirit will be tangible. That by the grace of God, you and I will live here knowing fully well that we carry a fresh aroma in the name of Jesus. I'll go back to my three fragrances. The one that we use in the private room. When somebody uses it, my family will say, oh, congratulations. Congratulations. But the one that you put on your body, they will say, mommy, can I have it? I like it. Can I carry it? Hallelujah. I'm praying that by the mercy of God in this weekend, the ones that need to go out, God will purge it. Amen. And the ones that need to go in, God will rub it in. And so we're going to do it together. We're going to walk together. We're going to rejoice with together. Hallelujah. And today we have two, I finished that aspect. We have two of our children whose birthday it is today. Isn't that awesome? Are you coming to that? Hallelujah. Yesterday was birthday. Today is two double. Maybe tomorrow, triple. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are people of rejoicing. It has pleased God to make us an assembly where rejoicing does not cease. And we must not take it for granted. Amen. So what is God going to do differently in my life and in your life? Let's rise up to our feet. And we can bring the children so that we... Oh, one of the celebrants is here. And Ademide as well. Hallelujah. The Bible says God added daily to the church as many as should be saved. What can we do as a church in 2018 that will make God to wake the person in number 75 Holloway and say, you need to go and join the church at 73. Wake the people, that compound that we have been knocking on. Wake the Pakistanis, wake the Muslims. Wake all the people and say, it's time for you to go and join this assembly, this church. How can God make it easy for us that in Swindon, the people living in the Croft Marlborough community, all of a sudden, God will begin to move them into his house. The people in Kidlington, that God will begin, do you think God can't do it? He can. Hallelujah. He's done it before and he wants to do more of it. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that you can be that fragrance. Your department can be that fragrance. When you are thinking about what to do, just think, what can we do differently that will make God to want to send people to us? And that means we have to be relevant to our context. We need to know what our context needs now in the time that we are in. Praise the Lord. And by the grace of God, we are going to be bidding for that church. We believe that the right of redemption belongs to Word Fountain. We believe that a right of inheritance belongs to Word Fountain. What can you as an individual do to make a difference? I mean, the miracles that surround it already is just mind-boggling. I'm just swimming in the grace and the tenderness of God's faithfulness. But what can I do to make a difference? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's reflect on what God said about teaching. Are you ready to be taught, or do you know it all? Are you ready to be instructed, or do you think you already have the advanced certificate? Are you going to allow God this year to guide you with his eyes? Or you think you already know the way? I will instruct you the way that you go. I will teach you. And I will guide you with my eyes. We thank God for January. We thank God for February. Concerning the dreams that you have personally, God is making himself available to guide, to teach, and to watch over. Concerning your vision for your department, for your assembly, God wants to take the lead. Are we going to allow him? Are we going to continue steadfastly in the doctrine of God, in the fellowship of the saints? Are we going to continue in the breaking of bread and in communion? These were practical things that the church was doing. Are you ready to be taught of God? The Bible says we should not put the new wine into old wineskin, lest we risk the loss of both the wine and both the wineskin. Create in me a new heart, oh Lord. And renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a new heart, O Lord. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, O Lord. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation, O Lord. And renew a right spirit within. God, do it within me. Lord, in me, do that work of creating a right heart, a right attitude. Lord, the grace to be taught of you, the grace to be instructed. Talk to God. Lord, help me not to be so full of myself that I make no room for you. Lord, help me not just to decrease, but to die to self, that you may live in me and live through me. Make it a prayer. God will not force himself on any soul. God will not impose his will on anyone. But we can come to God. We can seek his face and say, Lord, thank you for what you did in 2017. As a wife, as a mother, as your servant, I am presenting myself to be guided, to be instructed, to be taught, to be watched over by you. Every step of the year 2018 and beyond, Daddy, help me, oh God, not to miss the path that you are showing me. Help me not to be settled in the old ways of doing things. Lord, cause me by your Spirit to see the newness of the year 2018, to see your newness in the year 2018. Lord, I pray for those that I walk with, those I live with. Daddy, may they see that I have been with Jesus. Lord, help me to manifest that which you are going to reflect in me. Help me, oh God, not to return the same way I came. Oh God, touch me. Are you asking the Lord God to touch you? Are you making your heart available for his touch? I want you to pray for the person to your right and to your left. Lord, touch my son with your hand, oh God. Lord, impart into him the grace for newness. The Lord, the grace to break away from the old and to experience the new. I pray, oh God, for my sister, that by your mercy you will touch her. Daddy, that she will put off the old and put on the new after the likeness of Jesus. Let's pray for the departments in the church, as many as you remember. God, help us to put off the old, Lord, and renew our mind even this weekend, and to put on the Lord Jesus. Let the choir, the ushers, the prayer mentors, the media, the sanctuary keepers, the junior church, by your grace and in your mercy, and the men fellowship, the women, singles, the youth and the children, RMF, oh God, Lord, we pray, oh God, that, Lord, the admin team, the family arena, by your mercy, oh God, we are praying that, Lord, we will put off the old and we will be renewed in our inner man and we'll put on the new. Every assembly in Swindon, in North Oxford, in Cowley, Lord, we open, oh God, the floodgates of newness, the floodgates of God's mercy, the floodgates of God's power, the floodgates of God's favor. Lord, let it rest upon us. Lord, that we may manifest the aroma of Christ, that Christ in us indeed may be the hope of glory. In the name of Jesus, let's ask God to add to his church this year as many as should be saved. From the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, we make room for those that you are adding in the year 2018, those that have been destined to salvation. Oh, Lord, that we will not be a stumbling block on their path. Lord, we will not be a hindrance to them, but Lord, we will make room for them, that you may add to us, that you may multiply us by your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus, let's pray over the United Reformed Church building. God, we believe, oh God, that we have a right of redemption and we have the right of inheritance according, oh God, to Jeremiah chapter 32. And Lord, we lay claim to it. It is a good place. We see the expansion for our junior church. In that space, we see, oh God, even the expansion of family arena. We see the expansion of prayers. We see the expansion of positive parenting. Lord, we see the enlargement of the cost of finance seminar. We see, oh God, work being done for the homeless. We see work being done for the elderly. Oh God, we see that building being put to use. We see, oh God, your Holy Spirit moving mightily, people falling under their unction because you have made room for us. Lord, I pray that you help me to know my part, even in this wondrous work. Help me, oh God, to be fervent in prayer and generous in giving. Lord, I pray for every man, every woman, that, Lord, we will give of ourselves to you. Thank you, Father. Let's thank God for answers to prayers. Let's thank God for increase. Let's thank God for multiplication. I want you to thank God for increase. Thank God for multiplication. Thank God for enlargement of our coast. Thank God for establishing us in Swindon and in North Oxford, that God in his mercy will give us permanent roots in his name, in the name of Jesus. Let's thank God for Cowley, for the grace for that business, that camp to grow because of the mercy of the Lord. Put your right hand on your head and begin to declare enlargement, declare increase, declare favor, declare that through you, people will come to know the Lord Jesus, that you will find favor wherever you turn to because you bear the aroma of Christ. Declare that in your family, sorrow will not be a companion. Pain will not be a companion. Anguish will not be a companion. The Bible said they had joy and gladness. Declare that that's your portion. That is your assignment. That is your testimony. That in this year of great wonders, you will not become confused, but you will manifest wonders and you will experience wonders. So will it be. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen.